He lay across a small sofa. There was never room for his long limbs and big frame unless he draped himself somehow over the whole thing. If he could put a chair at one end for his feet to rest on, it was fairly comfortable. Some day he would live in a place where there was a sofa big enough to fit him. It was all very well to have the broad-shouldered rugby player's build, but not if you needed to sit down and study the premises vacant ads. He shook out the newspaper. There had to be something he hadn't noticed. Some kind of premises with a room that could be made into a catering kitchen. He and Kathy Scarlett had worked so hard to make this happen. Since their first year at catering college, they were going to set up Dublin's best home catering company. The whole idea of serving people great food in their own homes at reasonable prices was something that fired them both. They had worked so hard, and now they had made contacts and got the funding. All they needed was somewhere to operate from. Kathy and Neil's little townhouse in Waterview, though very elegant, was far too small to consider. And the flat in Stonyfield where he lived with Marcella was even tinier. They had to find somewhere soon. He was half listening to the radio program. What would he really like to do on this New Year's Eve? Find the perfect place for their company to set itself up. And then he would like to stay at home with Marcella and to stroke her beautiful hair as they sat by the fire and talked about the future. No, of course, that wasn't going to happen. Marcella Malone worked in the beauty salon of Hayward's store. She was possibly the most beautiful manicurist that any of the clients had ever seen. Tall and willowy, with a cloud of dark hair, she had that kind of oval face and olive skin that schoolgirls dreamed of having. At the same time, she had a quiet, unthreatening way about her that made older, uglier, fatter people take to her, despite her beauty. The clients felt that some of her good looks might rub off on them, and she always seemed interested in whatever they had to say. They had the radio on in the salon, and people there were talking about the topic. Clients were interested and joined in the argument. Nobody really got what they wanted on New Year's Eve. Marcella said nothing. She bent her beautiful face over the nails that she was doing and thought how lucky she was. She had everything she wanted. She had Tom Feather, the most handsome and loving man that any girl could want. And even more, she had been photographed recently at two events with very good connections. A knitwear promotion, and at a charity fashion show where amateurs had modeled clothes at a fundraiser. This looked like the year it could all happen for her. She had a very good portfolio of pictures now, and Ricky, the photographer who had taken them, was giving a very glitzy party. A lot of media people would be there, and she and Tom had been invited. If things worked well, she would have an agent and a proper modeling contract, and she would not be working as a manicurist in Hayward's by this time next year. It would have been lovely for Kathy if Tom could have come with her to Oakland's. Moral support and company in that kitchen, which held so many bad memories for her, and also it would have had the work. But Tom had to go to some do with Marcella, which was fair enough. It was going to help her career. She was so beautiful, Marcella. She just made people stop and look at her. Tall and thin, with a smile that would light up a night. No wonder she wanted to be a model. And it was amazing that she wasn't established as one already. But then Neil had said he would help, and also they had hired Walter, Neil's cousin, to be barman. And she had kept it fairly simple, nothing too tricky. She and Tom had slaved on it all morning. "It's not fair you're doing all this," Kathy said. "She's not going to pay us, you know. It's an investment. We might make a rake of contacts," he said good-naturedly. "There's nothing in this lot that could make anyone sick, is there?" Kathy begged him. She had a vision of all Hannah Mitchell's guests going around holding their stomachs and groaning with some terrible food poisoning. He had said she was getting sillier by the hour, and he must be mad himself to have such an unhinged business partner. No one would have lent them money if they realized how the cool-looking Kathy Scarlett was actually a bag of nerves. "I'll be fine with real people," Kathy reassured him. "It's just Hannah. Give yourself plenty of time. Go there early. Fill the van with swirling music to calm yourself down and ring me tomorrow," he soothed her. "If I survive, enjoy tonight."